This episode is sponsored by ByHeart. ByHeart is an infant nutrition company whose mission is simple: make the best formula in the world. Using the latest in breast milk science, ByHeart created a clinically proven, easy-to-digest infant formula that's made with organic, grass-fed whole milk, certified clean ingredients, and features a patented protein blend that gets closest to breast milk. Our blend includes the most abundant protein found in breast milk, alpha-lac, as well as lactoferrin, the number one protein found in colostrum, along with broken down, partially hydrolyzed proteins. ByHeart is an easy-to-digest formula. In addition to its patented protein blend, our formula includes prebiotics and an 80-20 whey to casein ratio, like in early breast milk, which is tailor-made for a newborn's digestive system. ByHeart is the only U.S.-made infant formula to use organic, grass-fed whole milk, not skim. Curious about ByHeart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with the code PARENTING for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply. As an adult and a mom of a son, both with ADHD, I know navigating the expectations of life with ADHD can be a challenge. But finding the right care and proper tools needed to succeed can be life-changing. With the right resources, you can turn your ADHD into your superpower. Done is an online ADHD care platform that can get you all the resources you need to help manage your ADHD, online visits, refills, and a 24/7 care team made for you. Starting to take care of your ADHD is as easy as 1, taking a 1-minute free assessment to see if Done can help. 2, booking an appointment with a licensed ADHD clinician as soon as today or tomorrow. 3, start receiving ongoing care, enjoy online visits, personalized treatment plan, worry-free refills, and 24/7 care. Take a free 1-minute assessment and book an appointment with a licensed ADHD clinician as soon as the next day. Get continuous care, insurance coverage, and 24/7 care team support with Done for just $79 a month and pharmacy copays as low as $0. Unlock your path to better focus now at get.donefirst.com/podcast. Done. Turn your ADHD into your strength.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Your Village Podcast, Parenting Beyond Discipline, the place to learn about all things parenting and get your questions answered. I'm your host, Erin Royer Asmaland. In this episode, I'm going to share tips on traveling with kids. Lots of families are getting ready to take trips during the summer break here in the Northern Hemisphere. For our listeners in the Southern Hemisphere or anywhere else where kids are not on break right now, hopefully you will remember these tips or go back and listen again when it's time for your next family trip. Whether you have a newborn, toddler, or older child and are traveling by plane, car, or train, I've got some great tips for you. First, let's talk about traveling in general with infants. Traveling with newborns up to 3 months of age can be challenging due to them still settling into sleep and eating patterns. But all newborns are different. Perhaps you're lucky enough to have one of those amazingly sleepy newborns who doesn't need to feed constantly or wake up every 20 minutes to an hour. If so, just don't tell any other newborn parents about it, because those other exhausted parents may hold it against you. But seriously, you know your baby best. So if you and your newborn can handle a trip, by all means, travel away. Babies 3 months and older can be really good travelers, as they don't view traveling and sitting for longer periods in a car seat as a disruption the way older kids do. So let's get into plane travel with infants, as there are special considerations. Buying a seat for babies under 2 on an airplane is not required. All you need is a lap. But if you want your baby to have a guaranteed seat on the plane, then you must buy one. Whether you purchase a seat or are just hoping for an open seat to use for your baby, bring an FAA-approved car seat. For more information, go to the page on this episode on our website at yourvillageonline.com/podcast and click the link for this episode. On that page, you can find a link about the FAA-approved car seats. Now, this is the safest way for babies to fly, and if you haven't bought a ticket for your baby, you still might be able to use the car seat if there are empty seats on board. Now, once you're on the plane, Many times, babies' ears can hurt from the air pressure changes during takeoff and landing. So if your baby is awake during these times, encourage him or her to breastfeed or suck on a bottle, pacifier, or sippy cup. But again, the safest place for baby is in the car seat. So if your baby is strapped in, leave him there and give him something to suck on from his seat rather than breastfeeding. If you're crossing time zones and you're worried about upsetting your baby's schedule, try shifting your baby's sleep hours for a few days leading up to your departure. You would do this by moving bedtimes, nap times, and even meal times in 15-minute increments every 2 days. So if you're traveling east, move everything earlier. If you're traveling west, push everything 15 minutes later to get a start on adapting to the time change. You may also just want to keep the same schedule in the new time zone, if that sounds better to you. If you're breastfeeding, pack an extra water bottle to help you stay well hydrated. If you're flying, fill an empty bottle at a water fountain or buy something to drink after you go through security. If you're not breastfeeding, you could go ahead and make a few bottles of formula up at home and bring along. However, you might want to review the policies for bringing liquids on board and hand the formula to security officers when you go through the screening. If your baby has started on solids, remember to bring baby food and only as much as you'll need until you reach your destination. Of course, you may want to bring a little bit extra in case there's a longer layover or issues with the plane or any issues with the plane leaving or arriving on time. Also, bring a large baby bib that covers a large portion of the baby's outfit and has a plastic or waterproof coating. This way, it can be wiped off easily and folded up for storing. And don't forget the portable changing pad and also some large, resealable plastic bags for temporarily storing messy items when needed, like dirty diapers, clothes, or bibs. Now bring enough diapers in your carry-on for the entire travel portion, with a few extras, again, just in case of long layovers, late takeoffs, or landings. And plus bags for dirty diapers and some diaper rash cream. Also pack at least one extra change of clothes for your baby in your carry-on bag. Now, this didn't happen to me while traveling, thank goodness, but it did happen when I took my oldest to one of those Mommy and Me movies. He was maybe 3 or 4 months old, and he had a huge bowel movement that went all the way through his diaper, his onesie, and his shorts. I had extra diapers, but no extra clothes. I had to take him to the restroom, get him all cleaned up, and then carry him out of the movie in nothing but his diaper. Now, luckily, it was a nice, warm summer day, but lesson learned. Also, bring a blanket so that when you're at the gate or baggage claim, you can put baby down and give him or her a chance to stretch out a bit. I also highly recommend bringing a stroller that the car seat fits into and checking it at the gate. Those car seats with a baby in it can get very heavy to carry all the way through an airport. I share more about plane travel with other age kids when I discuss travel in general a little later, since with older kids, the mode of transportation doesn't matter nearly as much. What matters is how you prepare for that trip. So now I'm going to talk about traveling by car. Always get a pre-vacation car check. Breaking down on vacation can put a real damper on things, but breaking down when you have kids can equal nightmare. If your kids are still in car seats, get a car seat safety check. This means check with your local agency that does car seat inspections or a certified car seat inspector. Here in California, it's the CHP does these inspections, and you can find any CHP office online and sign up for the car seat inspection through their website. But be warned, if you go through the CHP, it can be a month waiting period, so get this on your to-do list early. Have a first aid kit in your car. We have a first aid kit list available on the page for this episode, and you can go to yourvillageonline.com/podcast and click on the link for this episode on traveling with kids to print out that first aid kit list. Also, fill out an emergency sheet with your child's health information or save it on your smartphone and include the contact names and numbers of healthcare providers, lists of medications, as well as any allergies. You can also add your own medical information on your iPhone in the health app that comes with the phone. Then you want to go to the medical ID section under that health app, and it allows any emergency care provider to access your emergency information without having to break into your phone. I'm guessing Android also has the same type of thing, so you could Google that for Android. If you're traveling with another adult, While one person drives, the other one can be in charge of snacks, songs, games, and toy rotation. And it's always good to switch off these duties. If you have space, the kids love having a grown-up sit with them for a while in the back seats. Now, here's some car trip tips specific to infants and toddlers. Infants and toddlers should stay in rear-facing seats. The American Academy of Pediatrics now suggests that infants and toddlers should stay rear-facing in their child safety seats until they are at least 2 years of age. And I'm willing to bet that in the next coming year or two, that this will become law, at least here in California. Now, I've heard parents complain about how their child looks so uncomfortable. You know what's uncomfortable? A broken neck. Now that's uncomfortable. So seriously, keep kids rear facing as long as possible. I have a very tall kid. He was tall from day one and just kept outgrowing the charts. I finally turned him around at 28 months, and only because he needed a bigger seat and we couldn't have three rear facing seats in a row. He never complained once about his legs or being turned backwards. If you don't mention it, chances are your toddler will never even know anything different.
Armoire makes getting dressed easy. With a clothing rental membership from Armoire, build the perfect wardrobe with brands that are high quality, unique, and recommended just for you. All you have to do is take a 5-minute style quiz and select items from your dynamic, personalized closet. The styles show up at your door in as little as 2 days. Then when you're ready for new clothes, just swap them out for more new-to-you styles. My favorite thing about Armoire is all the different style and occasion options, from casual to athleisure to night out, work formal, work casual, a total of 8 different occasions, 3 weather options, and 11 categories including accessories, outerwear, and blazers, just to name a few. With Armoire, you can always have something new to wear without the hassle and closet clutter. You know the feeling. You open your closet, it's full, but you have quite literally nothing to wear. You're bored with everything in there. Enter Armoire. Armoire allows you to rent high-quality designer clothes for every occasion. Whether you're planning your outfit for date night, packing for a conference, or in need of a gown for a black tie event, you will be the best-dressed person in the room. Right now, my listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off the first month. That's up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/parenting. That's armoire.style. armoire.style/parenting to get up to 50% off your first month and never worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today. These later years of childhood have been flying by. As a mom, I want to not just be available to my kids during these last years they have at home, but I want to feel good and have the energy I need to keep up with their schedule and my own. So my health is a top priority. Equilibria is a woman-owned wellness brand with unique science-backed products that help bring your mind and body back into harmony. You're not alone on your wellness journey. Every customer gets one-on-one support to help you meet your goals. EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense is a 3-in-1 capsule that supports your digestive health and promotes gut barrier protection. A healthy gut positively impacts immunity, mental health, sleep, digestion, and skin health. It helps regulate digestion, immunity against bad bacteria, and improve nutrient absorption. The gut has been called the second brain because it contains more than 100 million nerve cells. It is a vitally important piece to our overall health, both physical and mental. So to make sure my gut is working at its potential, I started taking EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense to improve my digestion and nutrition absorption, boost my overall immune health, and help with sleep and stress as a bonus. Head to myeq.com and use code parenting for 15% off Equilibria's microbiome defense and much more. That's myeq.com and use code parenting at checkout for 15% off site-wide today.
Now, consider your child's sleep schedule when you're scheduling your driving. Can you possibly leave shortly before bedtime and get a really good start? Or even maybe get all the way there if you have a shorter trip. You could get a good 4 to 5 hour stretch in there or more, depending on how late you like to drive into the night. But be realistic with driving stretches. When the kids are awake, try not to drive more than 2 to 3 hours in one stretch. This is for infants and toddlers. Expecting young kids to sit still that long is unrealistic, And frankly, not just torture for them, but then for the parents as well. Now, just like the plane, bring an extra pair of clothes for your baby and enough diapers to get you to your next overnight stop and keep it all handy. Now, whether staying with friends, relatives, or in hotels, if you have an infant or younger toddler and can fit a pack and play in the car, it's a great way to keep baby safe for play while you unpack or when they're sleeping when you're in an unfamiliar location with unknown safety and baby hazards. Now, here's some tips for car travel for preschoolers and older. You can play road games like Alphabet Hunt, License Plate Bingo, or even Slugabug, also known as Punch Bug, or maybe you want to call it Touch Bug. This is where you look for the Volkswagen bugs and you shout it out with the color. If you can, pick a playground for rest stops rather than just the boring old roadside rest stops and get them out there swinging and running around and get some of that extra energy out so they will more easily sit still when they get back in the car. Now, here's some tips that apply to however you travel, whether it's car, plane, or train. For babies, bring along a goodie bag container of a few of your baby's favorite toys, plus a couple of new surprises. Some good choices would include nesting toys, baby-proof mirrors, rattles, musical toys, and other toys that have multiple sensory stimulation, like the Lamaze-type toys with the touching, the crinkling, the squeaking. Also, pop-up toys, plastic keys, or teething rings. For longer trips over 2 hours, and for kids over 2, bring along some form of digital entertainment. Movies for the car player or on computer tablets or phones, or any games on the phone or the tablet. While the AAP, 0-3.org, and other child development experts, myself included, recommend limiting screen time, including iPad games, TV screens, and the like, to less than 2 hours a day, this is one of these times when it's okay to indulge a bit. You can save it up from prior in the week and do some extra time in the car when needed. For more information on this, you can see our podcast episode on kids and media, as well as the class on kids and media on our website, yourvillageonline.com. Now, this is my super awesome suggestion that I love and works great with our kids. Create fun packages of new toys, games, and art travel supplies that are used for the first time on the trip and then only in the plane, car, or train. I do things like magnet toys where they can create patterns and pictures with colored puffballs with magnets on the back, or magnet dress-up dolls and scenes, travel art supplies, fun little toys by age like travel puzzles and such. I actually have some great pins on one of our Pinterest boards called Travel with Kids, and this has great ideas for games and activities to keep kids busy during travel, in the car, in the hotel, etc. And you can find a link to that Pinterest board on the podcast episode page that I've already mentioned a couple of times. But it's good stuff. Check it out. Now, all of these tips also help to prevent sibling squabbles. Well-fed, well-rested children equipped with toys are less apt to fight with each other in the car. But also be sure to have realistic expectations of your child's or children's developmental stage. Toddlers do not know how to share. The whole concept is lost on them. Even 4 and some 5-year-olds are not great at this, especially if they have not had enough coaching and practice. So make sure everyone has their own favorite toy and be ready to intervene by playing cruise director and starting up a game, singing songs, and such when fights and squabbles are starting to ensue. I got a question from a mom, Sam, in Redmond, Washington, asking for tips for traveling while potty training, which is a great question because summer is not just a common time for family vacations, it's also a common time for potty training. So here are my suggestions. If you haven't started potty training and the trip is looming in the next couple of weeks, wait until you get back. If it's 3 weeks to a month away, go ahead and try potty training. Be sure to listen to the episode on potty training signs to see if your child is truly ready. If so, then check out the potty training class on our website at yourvillageonline.com under the development and health section for the steps to make potty training process go super smooth. If your child gets the hang of it easily in those first 2 weeks, go ahead and keep it up during the trip. If not, stop and try again when you get back. As far as potty training while traveling, bring a potty chair and a potty ring with you, and this can be the annoying part. You may have a child who needs to stop often. But at least with the potty chair, if you aren't near a rest stop or other public restroom, you can find a safe place to pull off and set up the chair in the back of an SUV or inside a minivan and let your child go right there. The potty ring is for use in public restrooms, hotels, and family and friends' houses. Also bring sticky notes. So if your child is using a public restroom and is afraid of those automatic flushing toilets, and lots of kids are, you can put the sticky note over the sensor to keep the toilet from flushing. Now, I'll just share a quick anecdote about our son on a road trip several years ago. He was 4 and had been potty trained for a while, but for whatever reason, when we were within 4 hours of home, he kept asking to stop to pee. First, it was 20 minutes apart. Then it was every 5 to 10 minutes for like 4 to 5 times in a row. We were like, you've got to be kidding me. I don't know if he just had a lot to drink or what. But the deal was my husband and I were exhausted from 2 weeks on the road of vacation with a 4-year-old and twin 2-year-olds, having traveled from Southern California to the Bay Area up to Oregon and back. Now, it's funny now, but back then it felt like it was getting a little ridiculous. So these are all of our tips for traveling with kids. And there will always be unforeseen issues, but that'll make it fun a few years later. And I hope you have happy travels with your family this summer. Now, in our next episode, I'll be talking about ways to raise fit kids for life. Obesity now affects 1 in 6 kids and puts kids at risk for and contributes to all kinds of health concerns that have skyrocketed in both kids and adults, including, of course, adult obesity, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, mental illnesses like anxiety and depression, high blood pressure and cholesterol, fatty liver disease, and the list goes on. Some factors are societal and cultural, others are personal and familial, so being aware of these and diligent about them, especially the societal ones, can help parents set up solid health habits in childhood and throughout life. If you have a question, please be sure to send it to podcast@yourvillageonline.com. To see what episodes we have coming, go to yourvillageonline.com/podcast. And remember, if you like what you're hearing on the podcast, I would really appreciate a review on iTunes or Stitcher. Thanks for listening to this episode, and see you next time.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.